a laryngologist, and this is a very educated crowd, is actually a fellowship-trained ENT doctor who spent additional years training. And I think that's an important thing to remember, because there are a lot of people who are ENTs who've had long-term interests, and certainly keeping in mind that the majority of fellowships are about 10 to 15 years old. Actually, the longest one is about 15 years old. There are not a lot of people running around with actual training who actually took a year and spent it with somebody. So that's one important thing to kind of pay attention to. So you may not actually have direct access to somebody who's quote-unquote a laryngologist. There are a lot of people who are now starting to get appropriate laryngology training in their training, as more and more laryngologists end up at academic centers. So I think it's important to have, at the very least, somebody with an interest and an understanding that a professional singer, a professional voice user is maybe not the same thing as your grandmother, you know, having trouble singing in her church choir. Although it may be as important to her, the issues, the technical issues in surgery and in treatment are very, very, very different. So somebody who can really have a grasp of that, and finding somebody you can work with who's also willing to learn from the people around them. I'm not a singer. During my fellowship, I was required to take singing lessons. Thank you, Dr. Sadla. I don't like doing things I don't do well. That's not one of those things I do well. But it gave me a sense of understanding of the patients I was going to treat, and be able to ask them what they were doing with their singing teacher and have some understanding of what that meant. So I think you don't have to be the person you work with doesn't have to be world-class everything, but they do need to have the desire to want to learn from you and other people around, because I think every member of the team has something to contribute. I tend to be the face they look at to tell them all the answers, but I don't necessarily have all the answers, but I'm willing to be educated by those around me that do.